USA News. I'm John Schaefer. The White House is urging Congress to act in the wake of this weekend's mass shooting in Texas.
When we have 200 mass shootings in less than 130 days, more than one a day, this is a crisis. Congress must do something about it.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre criticized Republicans in Congress for refusing to take up gun control legislation, including an assault weapons ban. Closing arguments have wrapped up in the rape trial against former President Trump. A lawyer for E. Jean Carroll told jurors his client was exactly Trump's type and that he sexually assaulted her the same way that he described treating women on an Access Hollywood tape. Trump denies any wrongdoing and says Carroll made up the story to sell copies of her book. Jury deliberations begin tomorrow. Tomorrow's the day President Biden will meet with top congressional leaders to discuss raising the debt ceiling. Republicans want budget cuts tied to raising the debt limit, but the White House wants a clean bill to just raise the limit with no strings attached. The U.S. could default if action is not taken by early June. Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs is worried about the migrant surge that's expected when Title 42 comes to an end Thursday.
I'm afraid these challenges will only get worse, and I'm afraid the federal government is unprepared to meet the demands of the expected influx.
Hobbs says Arizona remains committed to assisting border communities during what she's calling a challenging time. New rules for airline accountability are being outlined by President Biden. The proposals include changes in the way passengers are compensated for flight delays.
If your flight is very delayed or canceled, and the airline could have prevented that, from you deserve more than just being getting the price of your ticket. You deserve to be fully compensated.
Airlines would be required to offer compensation beyond refunds, which would include the cost of hotel rooms, meals, and transportation. This is USA News.
Progressive covers pets in our auto policy at no extra charge. Now, let's see what your dog has to say.
As a dog, I think Progressive's auto pet policy is... Oh, what is that? That's just my tail. Weird. Anyway, Progressive protects... There it is again. See? This is why I need protection. I'm so distracted. Nope, that is still my tail.
Progressive auto insurance covers pets for up to $1,000 in a car accident at no extra charge. And we think your dog would say that's great, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get...
Wall Street closed mixed to start the week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 55 points. The S&P 500 added 1 point, and the NASDAQ rose 21 points. The Republican-backed Secure the Border Act, which was introduced last week, is receiving a veto threat from President Biden. The bill's aimed at cracking down on the flow of migrants over the U.S.-Mexico border. According to the administration, the bill would cut off access to humanitarian protections for migrants, make processing less efficient, and cut funding for programs that help local governments deal with incoming migrants. The California Reparations Panel has approved payments of up to $1.2 million for every black California resident.
Those proposals will compensate and apologize to black people for generations of harm and racial discrimination. The state proposals agreed to Saturday include a formal apology from the state, compensation, and policy reforms that will help African Americans gain equity. Economists say reparations can cost up to $1.2 million for every eligible black person living in California. The committee is scheduled to meet for the last time on June 30th to finalize recommendations to the legislature. I'm Skip Kelly.
Twitter accounts that haven't been active for several years are going to be purged. CEO Elon Musk said users may see a drop in their number of followers. And there's only one NHL playoff game tonight. The Vegas Golden Knights head north of the border to take on the Edmonton Oilers in Game 3 of that series. It's currently tied at one game apiece. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
"Those stomach issues ruined your birthday.
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa."
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist and ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.